Welcome to Let's Talk Learning Disabilities with Lori Peterson and Abby Weinstein. Lori and Abby spend their days talking about dyslexia, dysgraphia, dyscalculia, and ADHD. They talk to parents of struggling students and adults who have had a lifetime of academic challenges. They want to share those stories along with their own insights with you. So, let's talk learning disabilities.
Hey everyone, this is Lori.
And this is Abby.
And welcome to Let's Talk Learning Disabilities, our year-end wrap-up. Abby, can you believe it?
I cannot believe it's been a whole year.
I cannot believe that we are at the end of 2021.
I know.
First of all, because it's gone by incredibly fast. But I can't believe this is our first full year of podcasting.
I know. It's been so fun.
It has been way more fun than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it has been. I've enjoyed every single minute of it. And it's so exciting to see so many people benefiting from our podcasts. I love that people have been talking about them, asking questions about them. People will even call in and say, are you the Lori from the podcast? Are you the Abby from the podcast? And it's so cool. I love it. We're reaching more and more people and hopefully informing more people and getting knowledge and hope and power and
information,
all sorts of feelings, you know, into everyone.
I feel like it's accomplished what we hoped it would accomplish, right? Like our goal when we decided to do this was to try to get as much information out there as we could about learning disabilities in a relatively easy to understand way. We wanted to be really kind of keep it real.
Right.
And absolutely. I feel like we've been really successful with that. And it's funny, you're right. Cause I remember the first person that called and was like, is this the Lori from the podcast? And I'm like, well, actually it is.
It is. Yes. Why? Yes, it is.
Makes me feel so famous.
I know. It's very exciting. And we get to see how many people are clicking on our podcasts and accessing them. And it's been very, very exciting. I feel really good about what we've done.
And I do too.
And hopefully we have gotten a lot of good information out there into the hands and minds of those that maybe didn't have a way to get that information, or they were just confused by what they were reading on the internet or what they were being told by schools or other providers.
And scared to ask.
Sometimes
it's questions. Embarrassing to ask.
It really is, especially when we're talking about learning disabilities and different disorders. There's a lot of jargon and sciencey words and acronyms, and it's not always easy to understand information, and it's scary to ask questions or to put yourself out there to...
Embarrassing.
It is embarrassing to pretend or to admit that you don't understand something.
So we feel like we've had a really good base year. We've done 29 episodes, which I think is awesome. I feel like we've put out some really good information about the different kinds of learning disabilities. I'm sure there's a ton of information that we haven't covered, but our goal is to continue to educate and continue to help people just kind of open up their eyes about learning disabilities and kind of what it's like to live with them. Obviously, you and I have shared our stories about living with ADHD, but you and I, although our stories are fairly similar, there are a lot of other people suffering with ADHD or living with ADHD.
Absolutely.
And theirs looks very different.
It does. Yep.
And so one of our goals for 2022 is to provide you guys with a series that we're calling Living With. And then we're going to fill in the blank
with dot, dot, dot.
Right. We're going to fill in the blank with whoever we're talking to that week. So we've already lined up a couple of people that we're going to have on that are going to share some stories, kind of like we did with this last episode with Emily. She shared what it was like to live with dyslexia, auditory processing disorder. You got to kind of hear a firsthand experience. So we would like you guys to be able to hear some other stories like that, whether it's from, we've got some school age kids that are coming in, adults and parents, I think the parent point of view is really important.
Absolutely. It is.
I think those are the ones that are the most frustrated because they want so badly to help and they don't know
how. And they feel helpless at times.
Totally.
Right.
So listening to how they got their answers and what it was like prior to having to knowing what to do and knowing how to help. And then what happened afterwards. I think could be really empowering. So
I think so too. And just to know how they felt with the struggles, how they felt after the diagnoses, what types of interventions and supports helped them help their child. I think that perspective is going to be beneficial for our listeners.
I know we also want to talk a little bit more about executive functioning skills, which we have touched on through all of our discussions on ADHD and coaching. But I feel like even with all that we've shared and all the information that's out there, I think it can be very confusing. Mm-hmm. And I have lots of people that look at me like, what are you talking about?
What are executive functions?
And trying to explain those.
And a lot of people struggle with executive functions. So it is a very common struggle day to day for people to really use all their executive functioning skills, or that part of the brain that houses the executive functioning.
And why functions. Those things aren't worked on in schools,
I know.
Why they're not teaching, organization and planning, like as a class,
right?
Not just handing the kids a planner
time
and
management.
Saying, good luck.
Some schools are doing study skills, which is great.
That is huge.
I wish more schools were, but organizational skills, time management skills, even self-regulation skills and coping
Absolutely.
Skills.
Absolutely. How to manage your frustrations.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome.
I wish there were more classes that taught those skills. So yeah, we will do a little series, a few different episodes talking about executive functioning skills.
And then we'd like to hear if there's something that you guys would like us to talk about. You know, there might be a topic that we could speak on, or we could invite someone to be on the podcast with us to talk about. If there's something that you feel like we've missed or you want to hear more about, please reach out to us and let us know. I mean, that's why we're here.
Right.
Letstalklearningdisabilities@gmail.com is our email. So you can email us there. Go ahead, Abby.
I was also going to say, even if there is an episode you have listened to where we had a special guest, if you would like to hear more from that guest, or you have questions specifically for that guest, let us know, because we have the ability to reach back out to them and have access to them, and we'd be able to get them to come back or answer questions you have if you have more specific questions that we didn't touch on in the episode. So that's definitely an option also. Just email us at letstalklearningdisabilities@gmail.com.
That is it. So I hope that everyone else has had a great 2021. Again, it has flown by, and all the weird stuff that's going on in our world right now. It still has been an amazing year.
It has been an amazing year.
It's gone
year.
By incredibly fast. And I know that 2022, which I'll probably remember start writing that 2022, like by about July.
July, right. It's going to be hard to, it sounds so futuristic. 2022, 2022.
Like, shouldn't we be living like the Jetsons right now?
That's what I thought when I was younger. I thought by the year 2000, we'd be living like the Jetsons, with flying cars and machines that dress us and
feed us. I need a Rosie the Maid.
I know. I want a Rosie the Maid as well. So yeah, 2022 is going to be a great year. We're already very excited about it. We're amping up for future episodes. I hope that everyone had a happy and healthy holiday season and a healthy and happy new year to come. And look forward to the exciting episodes and knowledge we have to impart on you in this upcoming year.
2022, everybody, happy new year. Reach out if you have any questions for us. Otherwise, thank you guys so much for supporting us and listening
and
this
listening.
Year. We appreciate you as our listeners. And obviously, we would not be here without you. So
exactly. Thank you.
Guys, happy New Year.
Yes. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much for joining us today. In our show notes, you can find information about today's talk, as well as links to resources and other episodes. If you have questions about today's talk, have ideas for future episodes, or just want to stay connected, you can contact us through Diagnostic Learning Services on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So, let's keep talking learning disabilities. This podcast is sponsored by eDiagnostic Learning. You can find more information at www.ediagnosticlearning.com.